WRKV 487 Kimber, this is 359 Karen, you copy?
Hey Karen, Kimber, WRKV 487 here. Sorry, I was trying to switch my radio off of the Elk repeater, as usual. So here I am, and yes, I hear you loud and clear.
Copy that, I hear you loud and clear as well. So we have been talking about the go kit types, just a regular go kit and then the bug out bag. And Carol was commenting on about how she kind of needed to dig that out and kind of double check the food and water and different supplies that she have in there because it's been a while since she's done that. Is there any suggestions that you might have or anything you'd like to share, Kimber?
Affirmative. I can say that I need to go through and check and still rebuild bags, and that's something that we should all do because things change and sometimes needs change, and it's just a reminder for all of us to go through our inventory of what we have, what may need to be replaced or rethought out. And part of that includes maps of commonly traveled areas. Let me break. As another reminder, it's not only wise to have a map of your city and the streets, but it's also good around here to have maps of your areas up in the mountains, the hills, the forest roads, all of that. And so you, in this area, if you want to go purchase a map, which it's definitely worth the purchase, I think it's $10 to $12 or something like that, you can go to Wild Rivers Ranger District Grants Pass Interagency Office, and I'll tell you where that's at. Break. Once again, that's the Wild Rivers Ranger District Interagency Office, so they'll have maps that are of many different agencies. And that is at 2164 Northeast Spalding Avenue in Grants Pass. That's you go down past that Dutch Brothers and the bike thing at the north end of town there, or south end of town, and go like you're going over to the park back there or the UPS main office. So 2164 Northeast Spalding Avenue, and they can set you up with whatever maps you may need for the area. And I can talk about Amron if you'd like.
Well, thank you for that information, and yes, please do talk about Amron.
Okay, so Amron is basically radio preppers and who are here to help during times of emergencies and civil defense and local emergencies. And we have a check-in group where we all check in, and then I read an intelligence brief put out by Amron, and then we do our Channel 3 practice, which is off the GMRS repeaters. We're talking Channel 3 simplex, radio to radio, person to person, and it's on the Channel 3s, FRS 3, MERS 3, CB 3, and a ham simplex. And so we do that. So Sunday night is at Grants Pass Cave Junction area on the NV725 repeater at 7 p.m. Sundays at 7. Break. And for Jackson County folks, it is Mondays at 8 p.m. on the Elk 675 repeater GMRS. Okay, so once again, Grants Pass Cave Junction area on the NV725, Sundays at 7. Jackson County on the Elk 675, Mondays at 8. Thank you, Karen, so much, and love you all, you ladies. Back to Net, WRKV 487.
Well, thank you very much for all that information, Kimber, and we love you too. 359, thank you for sharing and participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WROY 384 Diana, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is WRJX 359 Karen. Do you copy? WROY 384 Diana, copy and read you loud and clear. Copy that. You're also coming in loud and clear. There's a little bit of static in the background, but you're louder and clearer than normal, put it that way. So the ladies that we've been talking the last couple weeks about getting ready to go in case of evacuation or emergency. So tonight we talked about go kit types and a bug out bag. There have been lots of suggestions. Do you have any suggestions or comments or questions this evening, Diana?
Just that this is really good to go through because I just saw a couple of things I could add. So, thanks.
Well, there you go, and I think as you go through and take a look at what you've put in there already, you're going to take a look at your water and go, oh, I need to refresh that, and maybe your food as well, and probably prescriptions and that sort of thing. So I think this is probably a good refresh and update. Is there anything else you'd like to share, Diana?
No, but thanks for doing the net.
Well, thank you. We appreciate your sharing and participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRPJ 605 Judy, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
WRPJ 605, copy you loud and clear.
Copy that, Judy. You're coming in loud and clear as well. So the last couple of weeks we've been talking about being prepared in case of emergency or evacuation, and this week we're talking about go kits and a bug out bag, and some of the ladies have realized that they maybe need to go through those and update some things. Do you have any suggestions that you'd like to share or any questions or comments?
Well, talking about maps, you kind of reminded me about when I was in San Francisco, the Thomas Brothers was like a Bible to get around. You always had to know your cross streets. And so I'm wondering about Thomas Brothers for Josephine County, Illinois Valley, Grants Pass. I'm going to check into that. Thanks for that tip. And I can talk about the IVARCnet if you'd like.
Yes, please do. If you find out some information about those types of maps for our area, if you could let me know that, I would gladly share that with the rest of the ladies as well. That's very interesting. And yes, please do talk about the IVARCnet.
Okay, thanks. Will do. I'll let you know. I'm curious, too, as to if they actually could make one for our area. Anyways. IVARC meets the second Tuesday of the month at Wild River Pizza from 6 to 8 p.m. And our last half hour of our program is so and know who in the area does what, and we know who to go to for what we need. Our nets are on Monday night at 7 p.m. And we start with GMRS, and then we go off repeater, radio to radio, with FRS and MERS, and it's really interesting to get people on board doing the FRS and the MERS. A lot of people just want to do the repeater. You have to listen to the static, you have to figure out break. And you can't hear a lot of people on the FRS and MERS. You have to ask for relays, and so that's kind of interesting, too, because people will ask for relays, and then people will find out who they can hear and who they can't hear and who can relay for them in a time of emergency. And so we kind of get all that done on Monday nights, and it's good to get prepared that way. I think that's about it. Thank you so much for doing the net, Karen, and all of you ladies have a good evening. Back to net, WRPJ 605, monitoring.
Awesome. Well, thank you for all of that information, Judy. We appreciate your sharing and participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. At this time, I'd like to check in for WRPL826 Sue. She was unable to participate this evening. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRNN 801, Bobby May, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
This is WRNN 801, Bobby May. Copy you loud and clear, and I'm hoping you're getting me because I'm on a new radio.
Yes, ma'am, you're coming in loud and clear on your new radio. That's awesome. So the ladies have been talking about go kits and bug out bags in case of emergency or having to evacuate, and we've heard lots of good suggestions. Do you have any suggestions or comments or anything that you'd like to share this evening, Bobby May?
I do have one. If you pack everything they need you to take, you're going to need a trailer and a car to pull the trailer, because right now I can't even go grocery shopping in the trunk of my car with all my to-go bags.
Copy that. Well, I guess it just depends on what you need to be more prepared for.
Well, that's affirmative. I have four animals that have to go with me, so I have to pack for them, and I have to pack for a husband that can't pack for himself because husbands aren't the smartest thing, but I got to pack for him, and he's into the treats and stuff, so I got to make sure he's got some treats in there, too.
Copy that. Well, I guess you're going to have to put your groceries in the back seat then. Is there anything else you'd like to share, Bobby May?
No, that's about it. I'm winding down on my canning for the year and my freeze-drying for the year. I'm ending up with my blueberries and my beets, and I'll be done for the year, I think.
Very good. Well, it sounds like you're ahead of the game, and that's really awesome, especially for this time of year, especially for the heat and that sort of thing. Well, thank you so much for sharing and participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRXR 423, Kristen, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359, Karen. Do you copy?
This is WRXR 423, Kristen, and I read you loud and clear, and glad to be back.
Awesome. We're glad to have you back. It's nice to hear your lovely voice again. So we've been talking about the last couple weeks about being more prepared in case of emergency or evacuation, and tonight we talked about go kits and bug out bags, and we're all realizing that we probably need to go back over what we have in our bag so far and do some refreshing. Is there any suggestions or questions or comments that you might have, Kristen?
Yeah, I think it's a really good list, and it's nice to be able to have a checklist to go through and include everything. Personal items, the little ones like the lip balm, I think is a really good one. And for first aid, specifically, like, I would include a Neosporin tube of some kind, especially like the pain relief one. Kind of wimpy or whatever, but boy, you get like hangnails or any kind of little cuts on your hands. For me anyway, I just put those on, oh, and Band-Aids, and cover that up, because sometimes the little cuts on your hands can be so annoying, and Neosporin really helps me out anyway.
Well, not only that, it also helps fight off infection, so if you're out and about, it's hard telling what you might get into, so that's a really good idea. Is there anything else you'd like to share, Kristen?
That's it for now. Just everybody have a good evening.
Well, awesome, and thank you, and same to you. We appreciate you sharing that and participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WSGP 983 Lucita, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is WRJX 359 Karen. Do you copy? WSGP 983 Lucita, this is 359 Karen. Do you copy? Negative contact, 359, moving to the next radio check. WSGR 413 Anna, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
WSGR 413 Anna.
Copy that. You're coming in loud and clear. So the ladies have been talking about being prepared in case of an emergency or evacuation. And tonight we were discussing go kits and bug out bags, and there have been a lot of good ideas and suggestions. Is there anything that you'd like to share this evening, or maybe comments or questions?